New figures show residential property prices are now nearly 10% more expensive than at the peak of the property boom in 2007. The figures are from the CSO. The lowest median price paid for a home last month was €169,000 in Longford, while the highest was almost €625,000 in Dunleary Rathdown. Well, Trevor Grant is the chairperson of the Irish Mortgage Advisors. He's on the line. Trevor, these figures are astounding. What's your reaction?
Good afternoon. Yes, they are astounding when you look at them in black and white, but unfortunately they are a creation of our own making in the sense that we simply don't have enough properties. The economy has held up very well. We have a large number of potential first-time buyers and movers who want to buy property, but they simply can't find enough property. So we have the simple laws of supply and demand creating this increase.
Residential property prices grew at the fastest annual pace in almost a year and a half, increasing by 7.9% compared with a growth of 7.4% a month earlier. The figures also show, where do house prices go from here?
Yeah, it's hard to see them going anywhere but steadily increasing until we get sufficient supply, which is not going to happen fast enough. We still have a situation where in Dublin, for example, in the last 12 months, 57% of purchases were by non-households. So that's essentially the government or some form of private fund or public-private partnership. So with rates looking as if they're going to stay low, it certainly looks like they're going to increase for the next number of months.
Well, what's the impact on people looking to borrow to buy a house?
Well, with rates falling and the economy holding up, there is no shortage of buyers in terms of being approved and being able to buy. But we are going to get to the point, surely, that regardless of the economy holding up and rates falling, that prices are going to be out of the reach, certainly of the average person.
If they're out of reach, what needs to happen?
We simply need more property. It's a very simple thing. It's not new. We need more property. More property needs to be made available to private buyers as well. Obviously, good social affordable housing. I mean, even though we're building at a record rate, we just simply need to build more.
Trevor Grant, thanks for joining us this afternoon.